今天证道的经文是罗马书16:1-16。我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事，请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统。她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她，因她素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。问百基拉和亚居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。又问在他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以邦尼土安，他在亚西亚是归基督初结的果子。又问玛利亚安，他为你们多受劳苦。又问我亲属与我一同坐监的安多尼古和尤尼亚安，他们在使徒中是有名望的，也是比我先在基督里。又问我在主里面所亲爱的安伯里安，又问在基督里与我们同工的尔巴奴，并我所亲爱的士大古安，又问在基督里经过试验的亚比利安，问亚里多布家里人的安，又问我的亲属希罗天安，问拿其树家在主里的人安，又问为主劳苦的土非拿士和土夫撒士，问可亲爱为主多受劳苦的比西士安，又问在主蒙拣选的鲁弗和他母亲安，他的母亲就是我的母亲，又问雅逊奇土、弗勒甘、黑米、巴罗巴、黑马，并与他们在一处的弟兄们安，又问菲罗罗古和尤利亚、尼利亚和他的姐妹同阿林巴，并与他们在一处的众圣徒安。你们亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁，基督的众教会都问你们安。这是神的话语，阿们。
Lots of names.
今天经文有很多名字。
Here are a few more.
真的是很难念的。
Thank you to David for the announcements.
谢谢 David 给我们做家事报告。
Thank you to Pastor Alvin and Ira for the children's moment.
谢谢 Alvin 牧师和 Ira 还有小孩子们。
Thank you to Pastor Doris for leading us in prayer.
谢谢 Doris 牧师为我们祷告。
And thank you to Stephen and the choir once again.
再一次谢谢 Stephen 和诗班。
And thank you to Verona for leading us as well.
也谢谢 Verona 带领我们。
Thank you for reading.
Thank you. 谢谢翻译。
In Britain, Mother's Day is always the third Sunday before Easter.
英国的母亲节是从复活节往前数的第三个周日。
But in many countries, Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May.
但是大部分国家的母亲节其实是五月的第二个周日。
So since I came to Canada, my mum, who lives in England, enjoys two Mother's Days.
所以自从我搬到加拿大以后，我那个还住在英国的妈妈每年就可以过两次母亲节。
But this presents a challenge for me.
但是这对我来说有点难度。
Mother's Day cards are not usually sold here until after Easter.
因为在加拿大，母亲节的卡片常常要等到复活节之后才有的卖。
And I confess I have sometimes forgotten the British Mother's Day.
我也承认有时候我忘记了英国的母亲节。
I've had to make it up to my mom later.
所以我要想起来之后再给我妈妈补过。
But my mom is worth it.
但是我妈妈值得我这样做。
Motherhood is incredibly demanding.
做母亲是非常劳心劳累的。
A mother's work is hidden by unseen moments of grace.
在每一天不被察觉的平淡生活中，母亲们都在辛苦的付出。
Patience.
他们给家人耐心。
Resilience.
他们非常的坚韧。
Tearfulness.
他们常常会受到委屈。
Courage.
他们也展现出很多勇气。
And faithfulness.
很多母亲也是大有信心的。
Moms need affirmation and support.
其实母亲也需要肯定和支持。
They need to know that God blesses the small and mundane routines of motherhood.
他们要知道为平凡琐碎的生活操劳，神都看到，也会祝福他们。
But Mother's Day presents challenges.
可是母亲节也有一定的挑战性。
Mother's Day services honor moms, but sometimes ignore the pain that many women suffer.
这一天的讲道，我们通常都会赞扬那些已经为人母的，但这样就会忽略另外一些女士，她们正在默默承受的痛苦。
What about those who are adopted?
有些人的孩子是领养的。
What about those unable to conceive?
有些人因为身体原因没有办法怀孕。
What about those who are unmarried?
有些还没有结婚是单身。
What about those who quietly gave a baby away because of the stigma of raising a child as a teenager?
有些是少女妈妈无力抚养，悄悄将孩子送走。
What about those whose husband left them to raise children on their own?
有些是单亲妈妈正在艰难地想将孩子拉扯大。
What about those whose children want nothing to do with them?
有些是孩子和他们的关系很疏远。
What about those who have had an abortion?
有些因为迫不得已的原因堕胎。
What about women who are abused?
有些是正在承受家庭暴力的阴影。
For whom Mother's Day is anything but a family day.
对于他们来说，母亲节绝对不是一个什么值得庆祝的日子。
And there's another challenge.
其实我们还有另外一个挑战。
There's the risk that Mother's Day defines womanhood.
就是有时候我们借着母亲节的机会，会用做母亲来定义女性的人生。
But women are artists.
但是女性还可以成为伟大的艺术家。
Musicians.
音乐家。
Poets.
诗人。
Women serve in government.
很多女性在政府里面身居要职。
In the workplace.
在很多职场上面也是大有成就。
In the military.
他们在军队里面也任职。
Women lead in business.
很多女性带领企业。
Women are doctors.
他们是很有成就的医生。
Teachers.
老师。
Bus drivers.
公车司机。
Women faithfully volunteer.
很多女性都是非常辛勤的志愿者。
Women care for seniors and work with youth.
他们照顾老人和年轻人一起工作。
Women serve and lead in the church.
很多女性都在教会服事，甚至带领教会。
We need to hear more than just about motherhood.
我们需要看到女性的人生价值不只局限在做母亲。
At the end of this letter to Christians in Rome, we have a list of names.
在罗马书结尾是保罗写的一封信，里面提到了很多的名字。
Many are women.
很多都是女性基督徒。
Women who shine for Jesus.
她们是为主耶稣发光的妇人。
What Paul, who wrote this letter, says about them is fabulous.
保罗在信中给了这些妇人极高的赞扬。
Paul begins by commending Phoebe.
一开始保罗就赞扬了菲比。
Phoebe is a leader in the church in Cenchrea.
她是坚格里教会的一个女执事。
Which was the harbor port of the city of Corinth.
这个教会就是在哥林多的一个港口。
Paul is writing his letter from Corinth.
保罗当时写这封信的时候就是在哥林多。
And he needs someone trustworthy to deliver his letter to Rome.
他需要找一个可靠的人帮他把这封信送到罗马。
Phoebe is that person.
而菲比就是被选中的那个。
What's more, Phoebe would be expected to answer any questions the Christians in Rome had.
不单要送信，菲比还需要回答在罗马的基督徒看了保罗信以后会问的很多问题。
In other words, a woman was the first scholar and teacher on Paul's letter to the Romans.
换句话说，这位妇人就是保罗书信的第一位教师和学者。
Paul entrusted a woman to explain the finest exposition of Christian doctrine ever written.
保罗把详细阐述基督教义的重任托付给了一位妇人。
Like Phoebe, Jerina Lee was given great responsibility.
就好像菲比 ，Jerina Lee 也同样肩负着重要的责任。
Jerina was an African American who grew up in the early 1800s.
Jerina 是个黑人，她生活在19世纪早期的美国。
Before the American Civil War.
那个时候，黑人奴隶解放运动还没有开始。
She had every reason to look down upon herself.
所以当时的社会环境让她感到非常的自卑。
She suffered from depression and suicidal thoughts.
她饱受忧郁症和自杀倾向的困扰。
But one Sunday, when the pastor could not preach, she spontaneously preached instead.
然后有一个主日，牧师临时有事，所以她主动站起来帮牧师完成了讲道。
So powerful was her preaching that her denomination appointed her as a preacher.
她 的讲道是这么充满力量，所以教会之后指定他做了传道人。
And despite facing the dangers of preaching to racially mixed audiences in an era of slavery,
在那个种族主义盛行的奴隶制时代，以他的身份出来讲道其实是很危险的。
Jerina Lee was dedicated to declaring the gospel.
但是 Jerina 还是坚定地站出来传扬福音。
And the Lord blessed her ministry.
所以神也大大地祝福了她的事工。
She was the first African American woman.To have an autobiography published in the United States.
她是美国历史上第一位有自传的黑人女性。
When the Lord wants to get important things done in His kingdom, He likes to choose women.
当神的国有重要的事情要完成的时候，神常常喜欢拣选女性来完成。
Women like Jerina Lee and Phoebe.
就好像菲比和 Jerina 这样的女性。
So women are given great responsibility.
他们常常被赋予重大的责任。
Women also show amazing courage.
女性也常常展现出非常惊人的勇气。
In Romans 16 verse 3, we meet Priscilla and her husband Aquila.
罗马书16章3节提到了百基拉还有她的丈夫亚居拉。
Acts 18 verses 2 and 3 say they were tent makers like Paul.
使徒行传十八章二到三节里面说到，这对夫妇和保罗一样，都是以制造帐篷为业的。
Priscilla probably came from a wealthy family.
百基拉自己可能是来自一个富裕的家庭。
Aquila was probably a former slave.
但是她的丈夫之前可能是个奴隶。
That's why Priscilla's name comes first.
这就是为什么在信里面百基拉的名字出现在丈夫名字之前。
But what really stands out is their courage.
但是真正吸引人的是他们的勇气。
Scholars believe they saved Paul's life during the riot in Ephesus in Acts 19.
使徒行传十九章说到保罗在以弗所的时候遇到了骚乱，圣经学者们普遍认为就是这对夫妇将保罗从危险里面救出的。
The full meaning of Paul's description of their courage in Romans 16 verse 4 is this.
保罗在罗马书十六章四节这样写道
They risked their necks beneath the executioner's sword for my life.
他们为救我的命将自己的颈项置之度外。
Like Priscilla, Corrie Ten Boom was a Christian businesswoman.
就好像百基拉一样 Corrie Ten Boom, 她是一位基督徒的女商人。
She was the first licensed female watchmaker in Holland before World War II.
在二战爆发以前，她是荷兰第一位持牌的女性钟表制造商。
When the Nazis invaded, she worked for the Dutch resistance.
纳粹入侵之后，她参与了荷兰的抵抗行动。
She risked her neck to save Jewish lives.
她将自己的生死置之度外，拯救了很多犹太人。
And in 1944, she was arrested and imprisoned.
后来1944年的时候，她被捕被关押。
But she never lost her Christian hope.
但是她从未放弃过自己的基督信仰。
Like Priscilla, she showed amazing courage.
和百基拉一样，她也展现出了惊人的勇气。
Third, women are fearless warriors.
女性也是无所畏惧的勇士。
Now, I don't know what you think of when you hear that.
我不知道你们听到这个描述的时候是怎么想的。
Maybe Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel in the movies today.
你可能想到的是漫威电影里面的神奇女郎或者惊奇队长那样的角色。
But there are warrior women in the Bible.
但其实真正的女勇士是在圣经里面。
The prophetess Deborah led the Israelites into battle in Judges chapter 4.
士师记四章有一位女先知叫底伯拉，她就带领以色列人上战场。
And there are warrior women in the New Testament also.
在新约里面也有女勇士。
In Romans 16 verse 7, we meet Andronicus and his wife Junia.
罗马书十六章七节提到安多尼古还有他的妻子尤尼亚。
They shared prison time with Paul.
他们曾经和保罗一同坐监。
The passage says, fellow prisoner.
经文说到他们是和保罗一同被囚的。
But the word Paul uses means prisoner of war.
但是保罗在这里用的原文是指因为征战而一同被囚。
So Junia is a battle-hardened woman.
所以尤尼亚是一位久经考验的女战士。
She has shone for Jesus in the front lines of the spiritual war we are all in.
在我们每个圣徒都会面对的属灵征战里面，她在最前线为主发光。
She's a warrior.
她是一位勇敢的女战士。
That's probably not a description many Christian women hear.
可能我们不会经常听到用勇士来形容女性基督徒。
1 Peter chapter 3 says a wife's faith is shown by her purity and reverence.
彼得前书三章说到，妻子的品行是通过她，妻子的信心是通过她贞洁的品行和敬畏的心来表现的。
And a gentle and quiet spirit.
也是通过她温柔安静的灵来表现出来的。
And that's great.
这些都是很好的。
These reflect the fruit of the Spirit.
因为这些是圣灵在生命里结出的果子。
But to all the women here this morning, you are warriors for Jesus.
但是我想告诉今天在座的女士们，你们也是基督的勇士。
Women are fearless spiritual warriors.
你们是属灵战争里面无所畏惧的勇士。
Women display unwavering dedication.
女性们也常常展现出坚定不移的奉献精神。
Did you notice who Paul says work hard?
经文里你有没有留意到保罗说的是哪些人多受劳苦
？Look at Romans 16 verse 6 and 12.
那我们就看一下经文的第16节还有12节。
They are all women.
他们都是妇人。
Mary.
玛利亚。
Tryphena.
土菲拿。
Tryphosa.
土夫撒。
And Persis.
还有比西。
Paul uses a very special word to single out.The hard work of these women.
保罗挑了一个特殊的字来强调他们的付出。
It means to labor to the point of weariness.
那个字原文的意思就是辛苦劳作直到精疲力竭。
It's the same word Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10.
保罗在哥林多前书15章10节也用过同样的一个字。
There he says he worked harder than any of the other apostles.
在那里保罗说自己比其他的使徒更加辛苦。
So Paul commends these women with the highest accolade.
所以保罗在这里给了这些妇人最高级别的赞赏。
They work supremely hard.
因为他们尽心尽力地为主做工。
Some years ago, I wrote an essay in a book about the hard work of Canadian Baptist women.
几年前我曾经写过一篇文章是关于20世纪前半叶加拿大浸信会妇女们的辛勤奉献。
Canadian Baptist women during the first half of the 20th century.
这主要集中在20世纪的前半部分。
Women were the main supporters of overseas missions.
这些人是海外事工的主要支持者。
Women led churches.
这些妇人还带领教会。
Women were more biblically literate than most men.
他们对圣经的理解比很多男士更加深刻。
Women never let their financial support for churches or missions waver.
他们从来没有动摇过对教会还有海外事工的经济支持。
Even during the Great Depression.
即使在大萧条时期。
Women pioneered programs to encourage Bible study.
他们还开创了众多的圣经学习课程。
Women took key leadership positions.
他们担当了很多不同的领导角色。
I also read a summary of women's ministry at Trinity.
我也读到过一篇文章是关于我们三一浸信会的妇女们的贡献。
Written by one of our honored female leaders.
那是我们这里一位很受人尊敬的女性领袖写的。
Clearly, women at Trinity have worked tirelessly and quietly over many, many years.
显然，在我们教会，很多女性多年来都一直在默默的、不辞辛劳的为主做工。
Paul's commendation to four women in Rome for their unwavering dedication is the Lord's word to women at Trinity.
保罗在罗马书里面对四位妇人的杰出贡献的高度赞扬，也就是主耶稣会来赞扬我们三一浸信会妇女们贡献的同样的话语。
Trinity's women display unwavering dedication.
因为他们奉献的心智是坚定不移的。
Women demonstrate true compassion.
女性也常常展现出怜悯和爱心。
Romans 16, verse 13 says, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too."
罗马书十六章的十三节说到，又问在主蒙拣选的鲁弗和他母亲安，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
We know almost nothing about Paul's family.
我们几乎对保罗的家庭背景一无所知。
Perhaps his parents died early in his life.
很有可能在他很小的时候就失去了双亲。
But the Lord knew Paul needed a mom.
但是主知道保罗非常需要母亲。
Don't you love that in this text?
你不觉得这一点很妙吗？
The man the Lord chose to be the apostle to the Gentiles needed a mom.
主拣选要向外邦人传福音的那个使徒需要母亲。
And what a woman Rufus's mom must have been.
所以你可以想象鲁弗的母亲一定是一个多么好的人。
She would have listened to Paul.
我们相信她一定是一个很好的聆听者。
She would have encouraged Paul.
她一定经常鼓励保罗。
She would have challenged Paul.
给他挑战。
She would have mentored Paul.
给他指导。
She would have advised Paul.
给他很多忠告。
And of course, she would have loved Paul.
他也肯定非常的爱保罗。
Recently, I read the story of Robert Williams.
最近我读到一个关于 Robert Williams 的故事。
Robert grew up in Louisville, Kentucky.
Robert 是在肯塔基州的 Louisville 长大。
His dad left when he was young.
很小的时候，他的父亲就离开那个家庭了。
His mom had to care for him and his 9 siblings.
他妈妈一个人要照顾他，还有其他九个兄弟姐妹。
But her health was failing.
但是妈妈的健康情况越来越差。
When he was 8 years old, Robert started taking the bus to school.
所以八岁的时候 ，Robert 就要自己搭公车去上学。
The bus driver, Louise Garnett, became like a mother to him.
那个公车司机 Louise Garnett 就像母亲一样照顾这个独自出行的小男孩。
After 2 years of watching Louise, Robert decided he should become a bus driver to help his sick mom.
所以观察了那个司机两年以后。Robert 就想自己也想做公车司机。
So at aged 10, he made his church clothes into a uniform and made a badge out of aluminum.
所以在十岁的时候，他将自己去教会穿的衣服改成公车制服的样子，还用铝箔纸做了一个徽章。
He walked into the bus depot.
他溜进了一个公车停车场。
Got into a bus.
钻进了一辆公车。
And drove it off the property.
竟然把它开了出去。
He said to himself.I need to do this for my family.
因为他心里说，我需要这样为我的家人做。
The only route Robert knew was the number 19 he took each day to school.
他认识的唯一的一条路就是每天去学校坐的十九路公车的那条路。
So that's the route he drove.
所以他就沿着那条路开。
Eventually, the police set up a roadblock and caught him.
最终，警察要搭起路障把他截停。
In court, Robert told the judge about his mom's health.And about his dad leaving.
后来在法庭上 ，Robert 就向法官解释他妈妈的健康情况很差，还有的他的父亲就抛下家庭，不辞而别。
He said he wanted to help his mom and be a bus driver.
他说他想成为公车司机，真的只是想帮他的妈妈。
That day, the bus company said that if he kept out of trouble, he could come back for a job in 15 years.
所以那一天，公车公司就说，如果他能保证以后不再犯事，那么25岁的时候承诺给他一份工作。
Robert promised to go to school every day.
所以 Robert 就说他会回去学校。
And complete his studies.
完成学业。
The judge was so impressed that he was put on probation.
法官听了又很受感动，就给了他缓刑。
And 15 years later, he contacted the bus company.
15年之后 ，Robert 联络了公车公司。
The man interviewing Robert remembered the incident and hired him.
给他面试的人还记得当年发生的这件事情，所以就照承诺雇用了他。
But here's the point.
但是最感人的是
After 15 years, Robert again met Louise Garnett, the bus driver, when he first rode the bus to school.
15年之后，他又见到了 Louise Garnett, 就是他小时候搭公车上学的那位司机。
And Robert gave her a big hug.
Robert 给了他一个大大的拥抱。
And he said, she had no idea what she did for me.
Robert 说他可能没有意识到他为我做的是多么的重要。
Taking me under her wing.
他把我收入他的羽翼下关心我。
Robert still works for the bus company.
一直到现在 ,Robert 还是在公车司机工作。
All because a woman showed true compassion.
都是因为一个妇人给了他真正的关心和怜悯。
But there's still one more point.
我还想再多讲一点。
Romans 16 verses 1 through 16 is thoroughly Christ-centered.
罗马书十六章一到十六节是完全以基督为中心的。
Paul says these women and men are in the Lord.
保罗写到这些妇人还有其他男人的都说他们是在主里的。
Or in Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督里。
Or in Christ.
在基督里。
The qualities these women possess are for one reason only.
这些妇人能拥有如此高尚的德行只有一个原因。
Jesus is Lord of their lives.
那就是耶稣是他们生命的主。
They have modeled their lives on Jesus.
他们整个人生就是在效法耶稣的样式。
They see in Jesus their supreme example.
他们把耶稣视为最高的典范。
Jesus is sent by the Father to pay the price for our sin.
耶稣被父神差来为我们的罪付上代价。
He takes this responsibility with enormous seriousness.
他就极其严肃认真地担负起这个责任。
In John 10 verse 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
在约翰福音十章十一节，耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus shows amazing courage.
耶稣也展现了惊人的勇气。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he submits to the Father's will.
在克西马尼园，他顺服了神的旨意。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, he prays, Yet not my will, but yours be done.
在路加福音二十二章四十二节，他祷告说，父，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Jesus is fearless in his confrontation with Satan.
耶稣在面对撒旦的时候毫无惧色。
1 John chapter 3 verse 8 says, The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works.
约翰一书三章八节说到，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And Jesus displays unwavering dedication.
耶稣表现出了坚定不移的奉献精神。
Hebrews 12 verse 2 says he endured the cross, scorning its shame.
希伯来书十二章二节说到，他忍受了十字架的苦难。轻看了羞辱。
And Jesus demonstrates the full extent of God's compassion.
而耶稣也在最大程度上展现出了神的怜悯和爱。
Romans 5 verse 8 declares, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So in Romans 16, Paul describes women who are responsible.
所以罗马书十六章，保罗向我们描述了一群富有责任感的妇人。
Courageous.
她们勇敢无畏。
Fearless.
毫无畏惧。
Dedicated.
乐于奉献。
And compassionate.
又满有爱心。
But most of all, he gives thanks for women who live for Jesus.
所以他为这群为主而活的妇人向神献上感谢。
So let's remember this on this Mother's Day.
所以今天是母亲节，让我们也记住一点。
We give thanks for women, young and old, who serve at Trinity and live for Jesus.
我们三一进行会也有这样一群妇人，忠心的为主做工，为主而活。不论年老年轻，我们都为他们献上感谢。
May the Lord bless you this day.
愿神大大的祝福你们。
Pastor Lee.
Amen.